Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already, and also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. Today, we're going to continue with Psalms, the book of Psalms, Psalms 53. It says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Everyone has turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one." This reminds me, I think it's the Sodom and Gomorrah story, but when we say there is no God, then what is the North? Who do you follow? How do you make up the good and the bad? God is the eternal good. God is whom we should follow. But those who say, it says here on Psalms 53, there is no God, the fools, they are corrupt and their ways are vile. Now, is it possible for you to be a good person, as in you have a good heart and you do good things, but you don't believe in God? Or is God acting in you and you don't know it because you have a concept of God that is different from what the reality is? Because usually we inherit what God is from our parents, our culture, society, what we learned and what we saw. Because usually we're going to say, if God exists or if God loves us, then A, B, C, D, E wouldn't happen. Or if God was real, then why did I go through X, Y, and Z? Well, join the club. We're all on the same suffering boat. We're all going through the same challenges. We're all doing the same. But there are some of us who say, even though I am walking through valleys, I will hold on to God because I won't be able to do it on my own. And if you believe that you can do it on your own and you don't need God, that's devilish. That's devilish. What's going to take for you to believe that there is a creator and that your definition may be wrong? Now, if you're Catholic like me, you believe in the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and you understand that even though God is good, on earth, the devil is alive and he's running around doing his thing with his demons. And people can open themselves up to devilish behavior and they can sin and hurt you. Judas betrayed Jesus, a part of the Trinity, God the man. So why are you and me exempt from sin, from suffering? Jesus was beaten, and then he had to carry a cross, mocked, crucified. What makes you think that you and I are not going to go through the same thing? Why wouldn't we go through certain things? Now, are you going to be crucified and beaten like Jesus? Probably not. But it means that life on earth is going to have suffering and pain. But the sin appears when we turn away from God and say, you are the one who's doing this on purpose. You have a vendetta against me. Therefore, I won't follow you and I curse at you. Jesus didn't curse at God. Old Testament, we already talked about the book of Job. He didn't curse at him. He was asking him questions, but he still was holding on to his faith. Job, and then he was blessed again. We shouldn't seek a relationship with God because we're looking for a blessing in disguise, as in things, money. We should seek a relationship with God because we are his creation and he is the source of everything. And he is the one who gets to choose where we go. Now, some people say, well, I don't believe in God. I don't have a relationship with God. But why would he send me to hell? Well, if you didn't believe in him when you were on earth, why would you want to be with him in the afterlife? Why would you choose to go to him? He's going to send you where you are choosing to go. And if you were sinning on earth and you never repented, then you're going to go where you belong. Does he want to send you there just because? No. He wants you to come to heaven with him. It's you who is choosing hell. So if you give in to pleasure, if you give in to money and you make those your gods, just as desires, then you're going to go to a place where all that is rewarded. You may not like the reward, but everybody's tuning into that radio station, and that's hell. Give your life to Christ, give your life to God, and let everything else fall into place. Because we believe that we have to control everything, myself included. And so we just take God out of the equation because we were never taught what true faith was or is. Don't waste your life on earth complaining about what should be. Invest your time on earth making way and opening up the doors for you to have a relationship with God so that you can be in heaven with Him. And if you don't believe in heaven or hell, then you're still, in my eyes and in a lot of people's eyes, put into the test your theory that doesn't exist. And I'm not talking about hell where people burn and heaven when there's just clouds. I wouldn't know how to define it, except heaven is with God, hell is without God. I don't want to be in any place here on earth or eternity where I don't have access to Him, because that means that I am going to be in a hopeless place. And I don't want to feel that, because I've been there before. That was hell. And I was not dead. I was alive. It was here on earth. Think about it. Psalms 53. I have read from 1 until 3. Just very short and sweet. So you can go back and reread it. The purpose of this is for you to pick up a Bible and see what happens. Again, this is Breakthrough, waking up to the real you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.